This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. North Carolina school vouchers have continued to expand over the past 5 years. The third and latest offers $9,000 to kids with disabilities to pay for private school. Liz Schlemmer reports that some families are hoping to combine all three vouchers to get the most help.
Okay, ready? Here I come.
8-year-old Chandler White is a bright-eyed, happy third grader, alternating Taekwondo and spelling homework in his dining room with his mom.
I got you that time.
My name is Chandler.
And I hear you have a new school now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of your new school?
I really, really like it.
But he used to hate going to school. It's the kind of thing a lot of kids say from time to time. But Chandler was really struggling, says his mom, Kara White.
He went through kindergarten, first, second grade, just going through the motions, but not learning how to read.
Chandler is her only child. Kara prides herself in being his advocate.
You feel so bad as a mother that you're not giving your child what they need. And then well-meaning people were coming in and, well, didn't you teach him the alphabet? Well, don't you read to him at night?
Kara was doing all that and more. She had many meetings with his teachers and school administrators. She read books, too.
And I picked up a book on dyslexia. And when I started reading it, it was page by page, my life. And I knew that that's what we were dealing with.
It was true. Chandler is highly dyslexic. Administrators at his school put him on an individualized education program, an IEP. He was given a counselor and was pulled out of class 4 times a day for special instruction. But he got so frustrated in his regular classes, he started acting out.
I was cleaning out the other day, and here are his broken pencils.
Kara still has a drawer full of broken pencils in her house as evidence.
He would break his pencils in two, and he would come home and say, "Did you see how many pencils I broke today, Mom?" And, yeah, yes, I did. Tell me about it.
It got worse.
He got to the point where he would rather die than go to school, and he would tell you that. He was that miserable. So obviously, that's when everything has to change.
Kara started looking for other options. Her mom convinced her to look into private schools for kids with learning disabilities. That's when she heard of the Piedmont School. The private school in High Point specializes in teaching bright kids with learning and attention difficulties, like ADHD and dyslexia.
And when I looked at the tuition, I just knew it wasn't at all something that we could take advantage of. It was for other people that had the money to do that.
Tuition at the Piedmont School is $18,000 a year. Kara had been working full-time in the business office of High Point's Waste Management Services, but she went to part-time to be more available for Chandler's many school meetings. His grandparents offered to help pay, but it was going to be tough. Enter the Opportunity Scholarship and the Disability Grant.
So the Opportunity Scholarship is an income-based program for families to apply for financial aid for their students to attend a private school.
That's Catherine Marker of the State Education Assistance Authority, which administers North Carolina's 3 K-12 grants, also generally known as vouchers.
We also have the Disabilities Grant Program, which is not income-based. Students who have a public school IEP, they can also apply to have funds to assist them to go to a private school.
The Opportunity Scholarship is worth up to $4,200 a year, and the Disabilities Grant is worth $8,000 a year. Kara applied for both.
So we were picked, and I remember when it came in that I actually just sighed, and all this stress came off of me, and I just thought, I can breathe. And I thought, well, that's just crazy. I've been breathing. And I'm like, nope, I can breathe.
The day Chandler started at the Piedmont School, Kara separated from his father. And a few months later, her employer laid off all its part-time workers. Now she really needed help to keep him at the Piedmont School, where he's starting to excel.
These are one of the papers where they can do word pyramids, five words, or just write your words.
It's a Monday, and that means Chandler's homework is what he calls word pyramids. It's a special method that helps kids with dyslexia learn to spell. His teacher, Ms. Palmer, has a few tricks like that up her sleeve.
Take the word some.
Some.
Chandler practices the word with hand motions that help ingrain the spelling.
Sweep the arm, so it's a touch and then a sweep.
Patricia Palmer taught special education in pull-out classes in public schools for 23 years. Now she teaches language arts and social studies at the Piedmont School, where she gets to teach in small classes.
It's just been nice with Chandler to see the positive change. He's changed a whole lot. I think his mom would attest to that.
He's a whole different child now. We're just so happy.
Now, Kara and Chandler are hoping for more good news. This spring, the state opened up its third voucher program, another for kids with disabilities. It's called an education savings account. It's not exactly a savings account in the traditional sense. Kara jokes she couldn't afford to use that. Parents don't put money in. The state does. It's a debit card with $9,000 on it. Parents can spend it on private school or on special services. If Chandler wins a lottery to receive the grant, he'll be getting more than $21,000 to attend his private school. The extra $3,000 they'd have after paying tuition, his mom wants to use for speech therapy. Sounds great for Chandler, but the program is also drawing criticism, especially from public school advocates.
Look, I'm a parent. We all want what's best for our kid, and I think that the choice is compelling for that reason. But we want to make sure that the parents have all the information.
Keith Poston is the president of the Public School Forum of North Carolina. He says private schools don't have to follow the same federal rules for serving kids with disabilities the way public schools do.
Without transparency and accountability, the parents really don't have a lot of great information to go on.
Very few schools can do for kids what the Piedmont School can do. And parents can take their voucher money to any private school, even if they're not remotely equipped to serve kids with disabilities. And at the same time that the state is putting away money for individual kids who want vouchers, public school advocates say money for public school kids with disabilities has been capped.
That special needs, exceptional children's services is underfunded now. I mean, there is actually an artificial cap that the state of North Carolina has on funding for special needs kids.
Let's say just under 13% of kids in a school district have special needs. The state provides special ed funding for each of those students. But if that school district has one more student with a disability, that child gets no extra funding for their school. Meanwhile, if Chandler wins a lottery and gets both disability vouchers, the state will pay his private school about four times what he got for his public school. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.